SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The United States will release 172 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in a bid to combat steep prices. Oil prices remained well below Monday's peak, but the price of Brent crude, which is the international standard, was still up about 20% yesterday. A U.S. official says outdated intelligence likely led to the U.S. carrying out a deadly missile strike on an elementary school in Iran that killed over 165 people. Meanwhile, the Pentagon has told Congress that the first week of the war with Iran cost more than $11 billion. President Trump took to the road yesterday, pushing his economic message and attacking a Republican critic.
President Trump traveled to Ohio and Kentucky Wednesday, touting his efforts to pressure drug makers into lowering drug prices. But he also found himself addressing the spike in gasoline prices prompted by the Iran war.
Prices are coming down very substantially. Oil will be coming down. That's just a matter of war.
He moved on to Kentucky, where he attacked Republican Congressman Thomas Massie.
We got to get rid of this loser.
Massie's been one of Trump's highest-profile GOP critics. Trump has endorsed Massie's primary challenger. I'm Ben Thomas.
At least two people were killed by tornadoes in northwest Indiana this week. This woman, whose neighborhood was hit by the severe weather, took shelter in her bathtub.
Not expecting this. Just thought it was a casual little storm like we always have in northwest Indiana. Tornado watch, saw it coming from Kankakee, thought it would dissipate and be gone. When my husband saw the clouds shifting this way, and then he looked that way and they were going this way, we knew we were in it.
On Wall Street, stock futures are lower, down more than 0.5%. This is SRN News. Idaho lawmakers want to repeal gay marriage. Correspondent Michael Harrington with that story.
The State House of Representatives has passed a resolution calling on the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn its 2015 decision legalizing same-sex unions in all 50 states. The resolution says that the gay marriage decision, quote, is at odds with the Constitution and the principles upon which the United States is established. It also points out that marriage had always been considered the province of state law. The Idaho Senate will take up the resolution next. Michael Harrington reporting.
Belgian officials say this week's explosion near a synagogue was an anti-Semitic act. Federal prosecutors are investigating, and several other countries in Europe are tightening security. No one was injured, but the windows of the building in front of the synagogue were blown out. The Belgian government issued a statement saying the explosion was a despicable act that directly targeted the Jewish community of Belgium. This is SRN News. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on the latest inflation gauge.
Inflation stayed stubbornly elevated last month. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, core prices climbed 2.5% from a year ago. Those figures are above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. Volatile gas prices are expected to push inflation even higher. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
States are now setting new rules for cash purchases after the U.S. Mint stopped making pennies and the 1 cent coins get scarcer. Some states are considering legislation to allow or require businesses to round purchase totals to the nearest nickel. Indiana already requires rounding for cash sales that do not end in 0 or 5 cents. There's a federal bill that would apply the symmetrical rounding standard across the country, but it's stalled in Congress. More details at srnnews.com.